Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is God good? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As His promise is, in John chapter 16, verse 12, unto 15. He speaks that the Holy Spirit
you
get from that of Christ, for what is of Christ is of the Father, and He will give us
it to
even reveal us those to come. Now even today we move on honor God the Father together with His words, our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit, who has led us up to today, and He fulfilled that in John 14, verse 15 to 17, that the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, could be in us and be unto us all the forever. We thank Him, the Spirit of Truth, to stand together with us up to today. And we thank the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill in His promise, which is in Matthew 28, verse 18 unto 20, when He promised us
to
move on to make all nations disciples, and we teach them all He commanded us, He will be together with us the end. And up to today, He is with us. And we thank the Father in heaven,
who
pleased all the people feel to us. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we move on to send you the Holy Spirit together with armies of holy angels to serve unto you, to move on, make you children of God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God, and to move on, reach unto you the second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. Praise Jesus much. Now we are still moving on with summary C, phase 2 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
Part 7C.
We move on to see the part 7C.
C3.
Of the prophetic prayer of warfare in preparing all nations for God's final work on this planet Earth.
With
those prayers, God commanded us to pray them right from 27th of October 2019 to reaching the 1st of December 2019, to prepare all nations for God's final work on this planet Earth, and it's the revival and the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, where He's called all nations to work with Him. And we are summarizing the 7 major things those you have to know about the prayer of warfare. So far we have finished 3 things, those you have to know on prayer of warfare. The first, God commanded us pray as an individual,
to
pray as the ministry of full knowledge of God, that
gives
faith to lead God's final work on planet Earth, to pray for the church in Uganda, given to lead church in the whole world. For God's final work on this planet Earth, and to pray for Uganda, which was given to base in the call of the whole world, and to pray for the church in the whole world that can be able to handle the whole world in God's final work on this planet Earth. And we prayed for all nations that God may prepare them for His final work on the planet Earth. And we moved on from Philippians 2, verse 4. And we don't think of our own things alone, but even of the others. That's why we push that prayer to reach on them in the whole world. From 27th of October to reach the 1st of December
2019.
And that prayer began to be fulfilled when 2020 began. And there happened many troubles that God may humble down the world, that He calls them in His work. After He has touched and captured all evil spirits, the fallen angels who appear as demons of
clans,
to binding them, those who have been hardened in the world. The second point, we moved on to see that as we were asking ourselves, is it God who began this war between us and Satan? And the answered us saying that it's us who involved in this war, because Satan began fighting God and he wanted to become God. As we had in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 11 to 17, where Satan thought and lifted his heart as God. But in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, Satan came to meet us passing through Adam and Eve, and he entered in us the issue of becoming God, that we took and fight our Creator. When we began to break commands of God, even to enter in the sin, now God at the end of it all, He decided to command the war when we wanted to turn to get back to Him, as in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 to 16.
He commanded
enmity and war between the woman and the serpent,
Adam,
Adam and his offspring,
and
meant to fight Satan and his offspring, the fallen angels. Both those we got explained of them well. When we reached the third point, and we said Satan the devil is a common enemy within us and God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we were given the main reason that because Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, as it's spoken in John 10, verse 10. But he does not steal cars, houses, and things like those. Even though many in the children of men, he uses them to steal those. But he is main stealing. He steals us the spirits of God, the people of God, and with aim of killing and destroying. That's why it became
enemy.
That's why he became a common enemy. Steals us from the hands of God who created us.
It
also steals us intended to kill and destroy us. Now, because the one he stole from is his enemy, we too he stole, because he intends to kill and destroy us, we too became his enemies. Prayers of warfare begin from there. As many of those you were able to hear in the services we've finished in both reports. Now today we want to head on to the fourth point, in the seven points, on the things you have to move on now in prayer of warfare, that prophetic prayer of warfare, which others call the
esale yomoyo yolutalo.
The spiritual warfare.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Njawulo wakati wesale yomoyo yolutalo.
The difference between spiritual warfare.
Esale yomunabi yolutalo.
And the prophetic prayer of warfare.
Tewali.
There is no difference.
Kubanga obujula bwa Kristo.
Because the testimony of Christ.
Yomoyo wobunabi.
Is the spirit of prophecy.
Ndaye moyo wentalo.
And is the spirit of warfare.
Kubanga ibigambo byatugamba.
Because the words it tells us.
We moyo.
They are spirits.
Mm. Point ya yokune yagamba.
Our fourth point says
abantu obabe tuita mankind,
that mankind
bafuka bakozi wa mune Katonda,
became co-workers with God,
ne muntalo ezo moyo okulwanisa Satan,
even in spiritual wars to fight Satan.
Oduvanywa la Satan okufuka omulaba ali common wakati wabwe,
Satan becoming a common enemy between them.
Oina chotegedde,
something you've understood.
Abantu,
mankind,
twafuka bakozi wa mune Katonda,
we became co-workers with God,
okulwanisa Satan
and to fight in Satan.
Kubanga yafuka mulabi wakati wafe,
because he became a common enemy between in our midst.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Abantu banji bagamba,
many people say
Katonda ye mukama oweje,
God is the Lord of hosts.
Iranga chigambibwa,
and it is said
ye Katonda wamanya agatakoma,
is God with unlimited power.
Lwachi agena maso nokututabika mu nokutu nokututeeka mu lutawo luno.
Why does he even involve us in this war?
Lwo kulwanisa Satan,
for fighting Satan.
Atinga asobola mulwanisa yeka,
yet he can fight him himself.
Ye mukama oweje,
he is the Lord of hosts.
Ye mukama wamanya agatakoma,
is God with unlimited power.
Lwachi talwanisa Satan ono?
Why doesn't he not fight Satan?
Ye kana tuyingisa mu nsonga zino,
he himself and never involves us.
Ninga tujukira,
but we remember
point yokusata batugambye,
the third point they told us,
yafuka mulabe wakati wa fe babiri,
he became a common enemy with between us.
Nafe twali nokufuka bako workers,
we too had to become co-workers with God.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga alina obuyinza,
for he has authority,
amanya agatakoma,
unlimited power,
era ye mukama oweje,
and is the Lord of hosts.
Asubulu okulwanisa Satan yeka,
who can fight Satan by himself,
namuwangula,
and he overcomes him.
Nyuru okubantu yafuka common enemy,
but because it became a common enemy,
twali nokufuka abakozi wa munaye,
we were made to become co-workers with him,
okulwanisa Satan,
to fight Satan.
So tudamo okubuza ekibuzo ekifanagana bwe kiti,
you dare ask a question like that again?
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Kale mchigambe icho.
Now in that word,
twagala tuongere okutegeera ddala.
We want to move and understand.
Kubanga tugenda ntulira ebigambo nga.
Because we go hear words as.
Mu Bakolisso ekisoke suli yokusatu,
First Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 9.
Atonanga ayogera bwati.
God speaking like this.
Abakolisso ekisoka esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne. Muli nimiro ya Katonda, muli nyumba ya Katonda.
Kubanga Katonda,
because God,
tuli bakozi banne.
We are his fellow laborers.
Mwenge kanisa,
you as the church,
n'abantu b'omunsi Katonda byatonda,
and people of the world that God created,
muli nimiro ya Katonda.
You are God's field.
Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
You are God's household.
Fabali eno mukanisa,
we here in the church,
twafuka daba kuzini Katonda,
we became co-workers with God,
okuyamba abali munsi,
to help those in the world,
okuona Satan,
to be saved of Satan.
Nadawe libitu kama sali yorudani,
most when the rich prayer of warfare.
Eranga,
and
tulina chirozo chichamu witwejafe,
not have any wrong thoughts in our heads,
ichigamba,
which says
Katonda ye mukama oweje,
God is the Lord of hosts,
era ye mukama wamanya agatakoma,
God with the unlimited power.
Lwaki yatuyingiza mu lutalo?
Why did he involve us in warfare?
Tulwanisa Satan,
that we fight Satan.
Nisonga twajifunye point yokusatu,
the reason we got it in the third point,
kubanga Satan yafuka mulabe wafe wakati,
because Satan became a common enemy between us the two.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Era Katonda chavagamba,
and that's why God says,
ngaita moyo wa mtukufu,
when he passes through his Holy Spirit,
ngaita mtume Paul,
through the apostle Paul,
Wakolisso echo kubide suli yomukaga,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 1,
ngagamba bwati,
he says like this,
abakolisso echo kubiri esuli yomukaga n'olunyiriri olusoka.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1,
era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye tubegayirira obutawerwa bwerere,
Era tukolera emirimu wamu naye.
And as we do work together with him, we beseech you not to be given disgrace in vain. You see, it is like this. He called us to work together with him in the serving of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom. We who have reached the church of salvation, we enter in that work to help those still in the world.
As
we too help ourselves stand in this we've been called to do. But we have a common enemy. He became an enemy to God after Satan wanting to become God. And the other, after becoming a thief as he stole his creations with an intention of destroying them. And the other, he moved on to create a situation of sin that God may get angered of creations which commit sin, yet Satan is
put.
And the wage of it, God has
taken
to kill and destroy in hell and the lake of fire. Now that anger got too much. Now God called us. He made us co-workers with him, preaching prayers of warfare, even though he is the Lord of hosts and
he
is the God with unlimited power. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We beseech you that you not receive that grace in vain, that God didn't call us that we fight in our power, but he gave us grace. That grace is the Holy Spirit. Then he moved on to give us power which come from God. That's why every day we told in Hebrews chapter 10, they beseech us not to insult the spirit of grace. Yes.
Hebrews
chapter 10 from verse 29.
Mulowooza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisanyizibwa kulyenkanawo okusinga okuba okubi. Eyalinyiririra ddala omwana wa Katonda, n'alowooza omusayi gw'endagaano ogwa mutukuza obutaba mutukuvu, n'agirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa.
Kati njagadde kunnyonnyola.
I wanted to explain you.
Bakolisa ekyokubiri,
2 Corinthians
sura ey'omukaaga onyolisooka,
chapter 6 verse 1.
Nti bwe tuli abakozi awamu ne Katonda,
as we are co-workers with God,
tubeegayiridde,
we beseech you,
obutatwala kisa ekyo mu butaliimu,
not to receive that grace in vain.
Nti waliwo ekisa ekyatuweebwa mu kukola wamu naye.
There was grace given us to work together with him.
N'ekisa ekyo,
and that grace,
ye mwoyo wa Katonda,
it is the spirit of God. Whom you've heard of in Hebrews 10. And they said that we insulted the spirit of grace.
But
that was the real grace given us. If even though Satan had already become a common enemy between us and God, God, he said, let the war exist between the offspring of a woman, the offsprings of Eve. They are children of men, between the offsprings of Satan, the fallen angels, those known as demons. God didn't leave us and we're going to use our physical strength
for,
it can do nothing to handle that, mostly in this world. But he decided to call us
work with him.
He gave us grace, and that grace, its ability, it is the real Holy Spirit. For he explains first, saying in Zechariah 4 verse 6, and he says like this, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6,
Nga kyogera nti, siru amanyi, siru abuyinza, na yeru amoyo gwange, bwayogera mukama wejje
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus much
yagamba sirwa man
he said not by power
sirwa buyi
not by might
nirwa moyo gwange
but by my spirit
bwayogera ayi mukama wejje
he is the lord of hosts
yes
yes
ali no moyo we
he has his spirit He also has an amen. Now it is like this. By the strength of food, this we eat, which appears in the flesh. Even in the prayers of warfare, we cannot. We have no way we lay hold of
Satan,
demons, the fallen angels. But because by his spirit, the grace given us, and he can connect us on the unlimited power of God.
And
when he connects us on that power, we enter the army of God. It means straight when you enter the army of God, you have to be co-workers with him. I think there's something you've understood. See how he drives it. Zechariah 4 verse 6 he has said, for not by power, not by might, speak of strength we receive from eating food. As you see the boxers, those boxers, the wrestlers, the soldiers who hold guns and whip the bombs, that cannot touch on demons, but authority of Holy Spirit. That's why he ain't say no power, no by might, but by the Spirit of God. God to make us co-workers with him gives us his unlimited authority through the Holy Spirit. And
he
enters us in the army of God and we become co-workers warriors with him.
There's
something you have understood. Because always we hear in Revelation chapter 19 verse 6, and we are told like this. Revelation chapter 19 verse
6. Ngabyogera nti haleluya kubanga mukama katonda waffe owamanyi agatakoma afuga.
Yes.
Haleluya.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga mukama katonda waffe.
For the Lord God
owamanyi agatakoma
omnipotent
afuga.
He reigns.
Yes, katonda inamanyi agatakoma.
His God has unlimited power.
Gara bikira moyo omutukufu.
He appears through his Holy Spirit.
Yali asobola okwekwatira ku busitani mukutemya kwali.
Able to handle Satan in the twinkle of an eye. Demon squeezes them once. You see.
But
God came join us be co-workers with him. Because that Satan, he became a common enemy between us and God.
If
God would have woke up one day
and
captures Satan and his demons and he binds them. But the problem which is, let me first tell you, Satan is an accuser. If God has not finished sin from you, then God has no way to capture Satan. Because Satan says, that to your child you capture us together. For he too is like me in sins.
Now
God had to fast offer his son. His son to bring us knowledge. Because as the whole world is in the midst of wickedness, the Son of God manifested, come die for us. And he gave us even understanding. That we can be redeemed.
Era tuli moyo owa mazima.
Yes. You've heard that word.
tumanyinga ensi yonna.
We know that the whole world
iri mukono gw'omubi,
in the hands of the evil one,
Satan. Naye omwana wa Katonda yalabisibwa gye tuli.
Son of God manifested to us.
N'atuwa okumanya n'okutegeera.
He gave us knowledge and understanding.
Naye jjukira,
but remember,
wabula niyo yagamba,
Hebrews says,
yagenda mu maaso okutufiira olw'ebibi byaffe.
He moved on to die for our sins.
N'obutamanya.
Even of our ignorance.
Kati ng'ajye Katonda.
Now he God.
Ayita mu mutendera ogw'okuggyamu ekibi. Ayita mu mutendera ogw'okuggyamu ekibi.
He passes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now what we have to know.
Atugambye butereevu mbale yokaana esooka esuli y'okutaano.
Told us straight first John chapter 5. 19-20.
Nti ensi yonna.
That the whole world is in the hand of the evil Satan.
Naye omwana wa Katonda.
But the Son of God.
Yagenda maaso n'alabisibwa.
He moved on to manifest.
N'atuwa okutegeera n'okumanya.
And he gave us understanding and knowledge.
Kubanga tuli mu ye.
Because we are in him.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
N'atuwa okumanya kubanga tuli mu ye.
He gave us knowledge because we are in him.
Kubanga we yali atufiirira.
For when he was dying for us.
Yatufiye olw'obubi obwo.
He died us for those sins.
N'olw'obutamanya.
And for the ignorance.
Satani byakozesa nnyo okulemera mu nsi.
Those Satan uses most to remain in the world. Sin.
N'obutamanya.
And ignorance.
Biblia niye tugambiye tya.
Hebrews tells us what?
Abeplani yesule iyo mwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 7.
Naye mweri eyo kubiri ayingiramu kabona asinga obukulu yekka. Omulundi gumu buli mwaka. Sawa tali musayi. Gwawayo kululwe ye n'olw'obutamanya bw'abantu.
Omusayi,
the blood, it's offered for sin. It is even offered for ignorance.
Now
that is spoken of like this.
To sins
we have best. In the question asked in the hearts of men. Why did God with that much authority? Is the Lord with unlimited power and is the Lord of hosts. Why doesn't he wake up in the day? One day,
then
he surrounds Satan and his demons, fallen angels and throws them in hell and brings them on judgment later.
They
are cast in the lake of fire.
Netukugamba.
And we told you. Because Satan moved on to become a common enemy. And to God and the children of men. God made us co-workers with him. But God. Didn't make us that because of our physical strength. Yet he gives us power of the Holy Spirit. To join us in his army. But the problem which hinders us most, we too would have faced there as we are in the army of God.
As
Satan from the world and his demons and to hell. But if sin is still in the people, and there are those to be saved, if you say God to capture Satan once and bind him. They are those he goes with in the human beings. That's why God puts enmity slowly. As we order the people in the gospel, at the same time we fight. Praise Jesus much.
It's
something you've moved to understand.
And
most people have been having that complaint. And they say we do not understand this God well. He is the Lord of hosts. He also has unlimited power. As we've had scriptures which have said that above. Why doesn't he come out once, squeeze Satan once, and his demons? No, because among you have retained the sin and the ignorance. Then if you capture Satan once and his demons, you too, because of sin, you have a demon mentality in you.
For you
to have now to be captured.
Yet
he promised he can show mercy when he shows mercy. It's to redeem by this time. And he decided
fight,
not to directly involve himself. And he involved it his army of the holy angels and the creations. And we children of men who have believed, we ourselves, we fight that enemy as we align ourselves. Something you've moved to understand. Because the truth told the apostles in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and he says like this, Acts chapter 1 verses 8,
naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja ku mmwe, nammwe munaabanga abajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya.
Have you
heard that word?
That
because not by strength and the power of food, but by the spirit of grace given us to be co-workers with God.
Acts 1:8,
that's why he says, when the spirit comes, he gives you power. Right from the unlimited power of God. That which can wake up one day and squeeze Satan once. And his demons. Comes give us power of that unlimited of God. The holy power. And he enters us in the army of God. And then we appear. We go as we are witnesses of the gospel of salvation. As we align those to be aligned, at the same time we binding demons, the fallen angels, that those who are aligned, they no more have an attachment with them.
It's
those which attack people aligned, they be captured. You want to capture demons of those not claimed. Those who go with them, for we commit sins with them together.
You
see how the world moves. Many people ask, why does God come out once?
And
capture demons, the fallen angels, and the world.
Ever
since you allowed sin enter you, you hold a demonic mentality in yourself. And if they come to sweep away Satan, you too, you are swept off.
But
that's why he empowers us through his spirit
and
enters us the army of God. Move a witnesses of gospel salvation to change the many. Anytime we change them, those fallen angels be captured. Armies of angels in warfare. They were binding all those they find would have been there still. Yes. Now the advantage, binding many demons, they are the fallen angels, is to changing many.
It's
something you move to understand. Because in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, it speaks saying like this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28.
Daimoni gwa Katonda.
Demons, they are cast by the Spirit of God. Remember, I said not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of grace. Who by him we give grace, power to be co-workers with God. If he is with us,
we
move around, preach the gospel, changing many to come to righteousness.
And
demons get captured in that generation as this new generation. Have you seen? Why do I try to see that that is done? I know you two are trying now. The prayers of warfare work much. The good thing, in the advance of the kingdom of God, if the gospel is to change many, even before it reaches them, it begins to capture demons of those who are to change. That is the advance evolved. You can begin as long as you lay your heart to understand and to know God, and the warfare begins. It is a prophet Daniel. Verses to prepare your heart, to humble yourself, even to understand God. Your words were heard in heaven. And Angel Gabriel called him. Me too, I have come because of those words. Because the gospel is out there, even though we begin to prepare themselves to change. Warfare begins, they begin to capture demons of those who are beginning to change. That warfare gets to be interesting. That's why we passed and pushed the prayer of warfare is moving around. And it spoke on the year 220 being not a easy year. Even the following years there, to be able to humble those to change. Even demons which hinder them to change, they are captured. You know, Angel Gabriel first prepared in the Thessalonians, and he stood calling Paul, you can't preach to this side. Yet there's a village Paul reached. He deterred them from preaching. They don't preach before I prepare this place. The Spirit of God told him, do not preach here. You move on with not preparing this area. Angel of God called, come this side, we've prepared people here. Apostle Paul spoke, pray for us the doors of the gospel to be opened. Who had Satan in Satan and to opening them. They have to capture those demons.
There
are things we've moved to understand.
He's
told us Matthew 12:28. If he casts demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come to us. Now when the Spirit is given us, we enter in the army of God.
And even
we command clothe the armor of God. He who has entered us in his army. And they tell us Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17,
that
clothe these as the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10. Being with power in the Lord. Authority of this power coming from the Holy Spirit. After we get it, we enter the army. Listen. Ephesians 6, verse 11.
Mwambalenge ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda.
Yes. Be strong in the Lord Jesus and the authority of his power, that of the Holy Spirit.
It
cometh from the unlimited power of God. Now there, you put on the armor of God. You enter the
hammer.
And the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight as a fighter.
This
entered the army.
Ay, ay, ay. As enrolled
in the army of God, you are a co-worker in the army of God. The one with unlimited power. Now you are in those your garments. You think those are the armor of clothing to enter you, the army of God. Look at yourself. I hear the priest, the father. Teacher. Pastor. Of Church of Uganda.
Is it a reverend?
Reverend.
Most
right, reverend.
Monsignori.
You have those your things you are into. Look at these pastors of Sapona
again.
Now, what took you in those garments? Enter the army of God. The armor of God you put on. Don't clothe it before you're given power.
It
come from the Holy Spirit.
Enter
the army of God to be a co-worker with him. You know, before you are given training in the army of God and you are approved, they don't give you a combat and a gun.
Now,
you're not registered in the army yet. You're asking for a gun.
You're not
registered in the army. You're asking for a uniform. Even a gun, you ask for it. Give me angels.
And
fire!
You are
not
in the army.
You are, where are you to get the spiritual gun? The gun of fire. You know the gun of fire? It's the angel of fire.
Here
in the spiritual gun, there are those the God of fire is himself. Himself is the army and he is the gun. You know, in the world, warriors look like a bush and they look like a gun itself. They put that on their face and they look like the bush and the gun themselves. And they look like a war themselves.
The
garment you are in, a demon is beating within those garments.
Ephesians 6:11. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkoza Setaani. Nti olunyola 12 kubanga kitumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula n'abamasaza n'amaanyi n'abafuga ensi ab'omukizikiza kino n'emyoyo egy'obubi n'obulogo obw'omunsi y'omwoyo mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Yes.
Ekituteesaako ebyokulwanisa.
Why we put on the armor? We are registered in the army of God to confess salvation. After we believe the Lord Jesus that is our Savior, and we confess with our mouths to be saved, and we are entered in the army. We are trained and given power of the Holy Spirit, and they tell us, you put on the armor. For what you fight with, it is not flesh and blood. That those we fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood. These are not your forefathers. For they say no waste of flesh and blood. They have explained it to what then? Those you fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood. And they
have
never, and they don't clothe it in this war. That you'll hold physically a demon and you wrestle each other. But there are some people you find and they're holding chains. We put
fire.
Those you are in your drama, those we fight with are not flesh and blood. These are principalities in the sky, the fallen angels. Even bewitching, they bewitch. They bewitch you, you speak meaningless words. That's why many of you were bewitched out there. You think you are speaking tongues, yet you are in the midst of witchcraft and sorcery. How dare you speak things you don't understand?
And
you claim you are in spirit. Because he said we would have prayed in the spirit. Even your mind is praying at the spirit. Understanding it. Speak tongues, but you understand what you speak. There are even tongues of fallen angels. And Satan deceived the whole world. He deceived the angels of hell. Means all those tongues, he knows them. He lies the whole world. Every nation he deceives it in its own tongue. He deceived the angels.
He deceived
them in their tongues and languages. Speaking tongues don't call it something which makes you succeed in the war. But to have put on the armor. First as, let's read. Ephesians 6, verse 13.
Have
to make all the armor the full of it. Then you'll be able to stand all the days. Before you make all the fullness of the armor, the weapons of the armor of God, don't expect you will stand.
For you
made us co-workers with him is the Lord of hosts. He too knows his army how it's meant to be. Ephesians 6, verse 14.
Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima.
Now stand, having your loins guarded with truth. You know there are people. You find them out there praying. Now they enter prayer of warfare. And the pastor says,
stand,
you're going to put on the armor of God. You read. Ephesians 6.
Mwesiba amazima mu kiwato.
Tie the truth in the waist.
Jaga lokulabanga wesiba amazima mu kiwato.
Tie truth in the waist.
Yinga mwesiba amazima mu kiwato.
Tie truth in your waist.
Akati no lyoko ofuko omulimba.
And you become a liar.
Nga Satan bwali.
As Satan is.
Gaye otsinzira mbulimba wesibe amazima mu kiwato.
It lies to tie truth in your waist.
Olotali muloge.
Then are you not bewitched?
Kuroba kuroze.
They bewitched you long back. Truth is not tied physically in the waist like that.
So
you say, I tied myself in faith. Romans 10:17 says, it comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
He
commanded you how truth is. As the word of God is, it told you what is truth.
In John 14:6,
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And you tie him in your waist physically? No. Jesus, Hebrews 10, verses 6-10, he came in the scroll of the book written about him. It is the Bible.
And
the way you can have him in you and you strengthened. Told you in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you,
ask
all you need, it will be given you. You enter when you have truth within you, that of the word of God. Scriptures you're going to be quoting, and truth is tightened in the waist. Now look to yourself. You have just a clock on yourself, physical. Don't understand Satan bewitched that your head. And you bring clocks physically, you tighten your waist. I see you out there in religions, even in the false salvation. A clock in the waist. Others, they throw a clock on the waist, on the shoulders.
That they
have entered the army of God. You know, in the world, their clothing they make, which appear like the army uniforms. These are clothing in the markets. But still, there is where you spot them to know that this is not an army uniform. Because if they get you with it, you're not an army officer. They tell you tie truth in a waist.
And
indeed, God makes us co-workers with him, even in this prayer of warfare. But not as we enter like that way. Look, the more you beat demons, they know all of you, not in the army of God. You are on the other seven balls in the act.
Yes,
the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And the demons told them, Jesus, we know him. He is the Lord of hosts. Paul, we know him.
He's
a soldier in that army. Who are you? He looked into them. They had nothing like a clock of God with themselves. Let's read that Acts. Acts chapter 19, verse 13.
Abagoba dayimoni ne betulinkirira okwogera erinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Kwabo abali na dayimoni nga bagamba nti mbalayiza Yesu Paulo gwabuulira. Olinnya lwa 14. Awo waliwo abaana 7 abasekuwa Omuyudaaya kabona omukulu abaakola bwe batyo. Olinnya lwa 15. Dayimoni n'addamu n'abagamba nti Yesu mmutegeera ne Paulo mumanyi naye mmwe baani? Olinnya lwa 16. Omuntu eyaliko dayimooni n'ababuukira n'abasinga bonna n'abayinza n'okudduka ne badduka okuva mu nnyumba eri nga bali bwereere nga balina ebiwundu.
You see what happens?
Nga ddaati wafuuka mukozi wamu ne Katonda nga weeyogeza
bweyogeza. Has never empowered you to enter the army of God. Even the armor you've never gotten it. And you go on demons. And you the name of Paul preaches, lose, go here, from here. And the demons answered, Jesus, we know him.
He's
the Son of God, the Lord of hosts. Paul, we know him.
He entered
that army even as the weapons. Who are you? They began to tell them. That is the church of this generation. Demons are in there tearing people. Pastors decided to get macho men to protect them. They surround them like that. Because
in
the time demons will tear them. They bought ropes. They bought veils. Every time they have to have what will tie demons. And they put in place macho men. Ushers whom they have trained well. If they discover you're not in the army,
they
daring you is what is remaining. As they check the truth in the
waist, you walk up
claiming you tie it yourself as you are in prayer. You finish Ephesians. Ephesians 6 verses 14.
Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima era nga mwambadde eky'omukifuba obutuukirivu.
You must have a blessed place.
Obutuukirivu.
Righteousness.
Zibateeka mu kinnaku zira.
This time what do they put in the blessed in the waist?
Munagiro. Besuulamu ekikuubo ekinankani wano.
They put a clock. Cover themselves.
It
passes the shoulder, falls on them, even their back. With
a
but they said the blessed plate of righteousness. I don't know whether that you made is the one of righteousness. The blessed plate of righteousness. Romans 10 speaks of it. Verse 9. Unto 12,
a
person believeth with his heart to be given righteousness. There is a faith you put in your hearts. That faith is to believe the Holy Scriptures. As it speaks Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now the blessed part of righteousness works in the faith you've gotten, and it is in the scriptures. Very clear.
So sikera ntia.
And not wake up one day.
Take a chomu chifua.
Put on the breastplate. Put it. I feel it.
Yingira mukukiriza.
Enter in faith. Put it on.
Take a chomu chifua.
Put it on.
Tugenda mu lutalo.
We are going in warfare.
Ati gwe morokole. Muri yayo morokompo ka morokompo.
You are out there making noise.
What is that?
Senseless. No prayer making.
Is it it anaburokozi?
They don't even bring salvation. You think things are done like that? You become a co-worker with God. He is the Lord of hosts. It means he's a commander. How did you enter his army? And you don't have even his armor. That's why born again, it's been hard to stand. And they're like, they're those of religions then.
Satan
bewitched. He got tired from them. Look, almost they have clothed. Did you see the helmet? It's amazing. There is a flower like
thing.
A hat is like a flower. Do you know madness?
You get
angered, but that's what you do. You get angered as you get angered to your creator.
For
me too, he sent me to tell you that.
Ephesians 6:15.
Yes. In the feet. The shoe of the soldier. There has to be the gospel of peace. Now there is no gospel of peace except that of salvation. And you move by it. It's what you preach. And those you preach to, they move by that. Because it speaks saying, how good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. According to Romans 10, he says like this. Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
Era balibuulira batya nga tebatumiddwa. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo. Ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe.
Yes.
Aha, okolaki?
Romans 10 verse 15.
Gabo kyawandikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe era abaleeta amawulire amalungi.
Yes! Okunaanika mu bigere.
To put preparation of the shoe. Boot of the soldiers that of God.
The
gospel of peace. The gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
You
want to reach heavens, you move by it. You is going to preach. You move preaching that.
You're
going in warfare.
You
fight evil spirits.
You
must have that feet. You've been moving by that gospel in your feet. Now we found some born again. Those who've lacked knowledge. Yet Jesus
he
came to die, take away our sins in the ignorance. And they are clothing the gospel in the feet. Close the gospel. Put the gospel in the name of Jesus. Clothe it.
I
feel so sad. That one is preparing to enter the army of God. These are not bewitched.
Ephesians
6:12 says, "Don't fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities,
bewitched
in the heavenly places."
No,
the spiritual wickedness. They bewitch you and you do foolish things.
No,
and you enter warfare. No, you think demons leave church? Demons? Every day they are right in there. They know. Now Kayanja. What is, who is that you are even? Kayanjas are many in the world. We are going to spend a day at your place.
Gwani.
Jesus and Paul, we know, but who are you? Demons know why they don't leave church. These ones are nothing. He calls them those people, Muje. Muje. People were not entities, they are nothing. No demons to know that. Let's go play games with the pastors. You know they love things of stubbornness.
To
throw people, expose their privacies.
To
open legs to pastors, get corrupted more.
To stumble
all those in the congregation. The one fallen no more remember where they are fallen. Now they are ashes. They are walking with their
veils.
Now the one who has opened their privacy, you tie them. The male usher ties a woman, opened her privacy like that. Demons are in drama in there. Every morning they are preparing themselves. Those who
are
going to work in the church in the morning up to the 12th hour in the evening. Demons
work
from 12th hour in the evening to the 12th hour of the morning.
To go
play on the pastors who have no knowledge. Those of religion, what they did to them. They just made them be dafted people. He can't even chase it. And to enter, become a father, you go order your clan demons and you relate well. If you're going to serve God, you first come order us and then you go serve. To get angered of me, yet they are the same things you are in. You first go get angered of God. For this, I'm reading scriptures. Get angered of me, go get him from heaven and choose him.
But don't you see?
God made us co-workers with him.
To
reaching prayer of warfare. Didn't just make you like that, said enter. He first called you. He said, confess, be with your heart. Confess salvation. Enter the
amen.
If you enter, I give you power. My Holy Spirit. If I've given you power, you have to make the armor. Of God. As we heard the truth in the waste.
That's
the truth of the word of God. And it is in you.
Because
of the blessed breath of righteousness. Righteousness coming from believing.
And
faith comes from hearing.
And
hearing the word of God. In the feet.
In
the gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom. And the righteousness. It's what you move to seek. What you move to preach others. When you enter prayer,
you
move by gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God. And righteousness. The light of the word of God is in its fullness. In the New Testament and the Old. What other armor are they supposed to clothe?
It
does you be a co-worker with God, the Lord God of unlimited power, and the Lord of hosts. Ephesians 6, verses 16.
Era ku ebyo byonna nga mukwatiddeko engabi ey'okukkiriza.
Now
they
are those who hold the shield of faith.
Adawari.
They go on the side.
Genda kwate engabo
y'okukkiriza. Going to hold the shield of faith.
Kwate engabo.
Get a shield.
Tulumba.
We attack.
Sitani nagamba naye kati olaba.
Satan said, now you see. I am the father of liars.
But
these children have surpassed me. For the one you birth even can drum for you and you dance. But these children, you hold the shield, where is it? Get the shield. Get the shield with
it.
They say the shields of faith.
They
did not research what is faith. The shield of faith is spoken of.
11
verse 6. He who comes to God, them to first believe God is present.
It
is a rewarder of those who seek for him.
Coming
with the shield of to believe I have my God, I'm with him. God is there.
This
prayer of warfare, we have to come up when we've overcome. God is there, the shield.
It,
I have to believe how. Romans 10:17 tells
me
to believe his presence. Faith come from hearing his word.
You'll
hear the word in truthfulness. Isaiah 28. Verses 9 and 2:13. You must have 2 to 4 commands and above. Which command in warfare the scriptures? You must have 2 scriptures and above. 2 to 4 and above. The shields. Of faith. I believe has proof. No one can penetrate them, break them. You must have gotten from the Old Testament and the New. The Bible ends up saying, Isaiah 28:13, word of God, that's where it's come for them. Command by command. Command by command. 2, 4 and above commands. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. 2, 4 and above scriptures. Here it is. There a little from the Old Testament and the New. They become
captured,
broken, broken. That is a shield. You shoot a spear, it breaks upon it.
Hey. It means
to move by the shield of faith.
You must
believe God is there.
It is a reward
to those who seek Him.
Faith
comes from hearing the word of God. The word of God.
You heard
it 2 to 4 commands and above.
And
above scriptures.
From the
Old and New Testament.
That the snared
and broken, that is a shield.
Those are
prayer of warfare you
hear.
God commanded us to pray.
From
27th October up to 1st
of
December
2019.
It's preparing the whole world
for
God's final work on planet
Earth.
Caused many troubles happened in the midst of the world. God to humble down people to save them as He binds the demons, the fallen angels who are known as the aliens. We end with what? Ephesians 6 verse
16. Obwomubi. Olinyole 17. Muwebwe ne sepeo eyobulokovu. N'ekitala ekyomwoyo kyekigambo kya Katonda.
You have to get the sword. They have told you it is the word of God. Don't wake up the day you say, you are in the pair of warfare. You are right on your feet. Get a shield. Get a panga. They've told you the sword is the word of God. And in the Hebrews chapter 4 12 to 13,
he says
the word of God is living. It is active. It's a double-edged sword. It penetrates to cut. It fights the faults and intentions, the bones, the marrow, the faults,
and
the intents of man.
A prayer
in the word enters in the camp of Satan, and demons begin to get dizzy, mad. Where are we now? And they enter their thoughts. They no more can connect to understand. No. And the demon becomes Satan. It is stuck. It has nowhere else to run. You say, go from here. It is stuck there.
The
word penetrates the
mouth.
You see, you quote it, you're praying.
In
the bones of the demons. And they begin to crack. It
separates
the thoughts and
the
meditations of them. Where they are confused.
put
in scriptures
as it is
written.
Lord, you're saying,
put the armor of God. God has put the clock,
the
truth,
and
the truth. Bible
says
in John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And God is written in Hebrews 10, verse 6 to 10.
What
is written of Him? If He's in me, and His words are in me, John chapter 15, verse 7,
Attack.
Demons. And you hear the ears of Satan. And the demons, they are all having noises in them. blowing up. So when we get prayers of the word, you flow in the prayer. Even the village, you get an applause. Scriptures pass through people's hearts. And they
spread
their thoughts and meditations. You have not yet prayed you.
There
are prayers. They have just begun in the midst of the world. We can focus on any person who is stubborn. This time and we pray. And they even fail to walk. And they hear the words, they press their thoughts and meditations. And they are there wondering, where have I been going? Maybe I was going to shoot Apostle. Maybe it's me who need to shoot myself. There are those who say, Apostle, you preach those things, but let us see how you will live. Ever since I lived, why did you take me away initially? Now things became hard, it's no more possible. You were supposed to look for me where I was still young. As you wanted to kill Moses in those days, you failed on him. You want to kill us most when we are still young. Even Christ Jesus, you wanted to do that to him. But if you made it in the young age. Now, teacher Jacob. Now you reach. When you reach out of there. Now, in religion, do you even
mind?
You know, those of religions now. They don't even speak of that. Those ones who are bewitched, they got so mad.
But there are those
who retained sense of crossing road. Born again of this thing. This was a sword, whether they don't see it, they know. They say they have it. These ones had some sense of crossing a road.
Revival,
they're going to be restored totally as today.
Amen.
So
you have to put on the helmet of salvation. But you priest. That your clothing on the head is the helmet of salvation.
Now
look, born again, them to begin to clothe them. And they copy those of religions.
When
the helmet of salvation meant to be on the head, it is the Holy Spirit.
He
came in the Acts chapter 2, verse 3, down to 4.
Heads
of apostles as tongues of fire. That's the helmet we're meant to have. The helmet of salvation on the head. Because we know in Ephesians 2, we got saved by grace. We got saved by the Spirit of God.
It's
the original helmet of salvation. Even the apostles got the same.
Acts
chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Upon them came the Holy Spirit on the head as tongues of fire. Now you see what you put on. Now these ones grow their hair like of the crested crane. Now is that the helmet of salvation? You know the Muslims have theirs.
And
these other religions, people, the Catholics and the other brethren, them to have their helmet, they clothe. Brethren, let me tell you one thing. Those in religion, me, I'm not abusing anyone. But what is this? The lies of Satan took many. Me, I think you to do that, you do not understand them. A person, they bewitched many times, they no more understand. But this witchcraft is not the physical of the flesh, but they bewitch understanding of people and they change. And they shift from that which God means.
And
they do things in the midst looking alike, but they're foolishness. Let me give you an example. You find someone covered mud in the saucepan boiling it. And they boil the banana. They don't reveal you what they are cooking, you cannot know.
Chichu.
It is that. Before you
are
revealed, that's not the helmet of salvation. You will never understand. Until separated for you. What is the helmet of salvation? That your clothing, what is it?
One
has covered his dust within the saucepan.
He's
boiling it.
Another
is covered his banana cooking it.
If
covered to see what they're cooking, you can differentiate the two. Now, before you knew,
right,
helmet of salvation, the cloth that you understand. Because they bewitched you. And you cooked dust instead of bananas. Yes. Helmet of salvation is another.
Yes.
Do that. You finish, we see. Ephesians 6, verse 18.
Gamusabanga bulichisera mumoyo. No kusaba, no kwega yiriranga kuna. N'okwega yiriranga abatukuvu nti abatukuvu kusaba okusaba okwo mukunyikiranga kwonna n'okwega yiriranga abatukuvu bonna olunyolo 19
amusabanga mu mwoyo.
Praying in the spirit.
Okay, sala zino ziba za mwoyo.
These prayers are spiritual prayers.
Mpozi bobo yingira mu mwoyo yitawo.
If you enter the spirit, where do you pass? Maybe
nyoriwa abantu abayingira mu mwoyo.
The people who enter the spirit, but they have never shown the way to enter the spirit. But you're there, you cone yourself to enter the spirit. I enter. Now you know what you do to yourself? You do that. One who prayed the prayer, you say,
yes,
Jesus, today,
I am.
Now he's entered the spirit. Or the other.
Hey!
That's not the spirit. They don't enter like that in the spirit. If you enter the spirit, the Bible says, John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirit.
Their
mind. The spirit, you pass through scriptures.
Into
what scriptures? Pastor Benjamin. Those who enter spirit, they do it the way we've shown here.
You're
the people. You find them there.
Don't
trouble me. I am in spirit. You say, you. Where did you enter the spirit from? Leave me, I'm in the spirit.
Okay,
come out with first speak. Since you know where you pass to enter there, you first come out to speak. You'll get back there. Something spoken on this world, they do not evolve knowledge. People just speak them. They say they enter in the spirit. But they don't know how they enter in the spirit.
Yet
the whole scriptures are the spirit. And he says, the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You want to enter in the spirit, enter via scriptures. You pray prayer to
quote
scriptures in the spirit. Prayer to be given. What scripture enter in the spirit? Prayer of warfare. What scriptures enter in spirit? What it told us, the spirit, the life.
If asked
me to were in him,
then
entered in the spirit, we are in there. Others just humble themselves like that.
Psst, psst.
Holy Spirit, as if they're groaning within love.
Oh, Jesus. No,
you say, you wonder.
But
stop those foolish things. Entering its spirit to do those things.
And
just scriptures remain speaking no more. They're trying to propose to which woman now? But as Apostle Paul, they've overcame wars. The Bible says, they reached to fight with the beast. It's the kingdom of Satan. It is the spirit of Satan. But they ended up saying, as a good fighter, I've finished the race fight. I've fought a good fight. And I'm waiting for the crown. Whoever fights in the world
and they
fight well, they're crowned.
We
seek for those who fought in this generation. No one. Let's read only two scriptures. In Timothy.
Second
Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
Nwanyo kuruwano kurunji. Urugendo ndutusiza okukiriza nkukumye olinyolo munana.
Yes,
lwanyo kulwana okulunje.
I have fought a good fight.
Okukiriza nkukumye.
I have kept the faith.
Abira mukiriza okuva mukuri ekigambo kya Katonda.
You was in the faith come from here under the word of God.
Sinzi lukulwana entalo zinezo
moyo. Why best to fight these spiritual wars?
Entalo zinto zisinzira musala zokka.
Wars do not base only in prayers, but even to contend within you with sin. What scriptures is written here and in the
other,
that I will not do it. There are those silent, but they are progressing. You are moving on the roads. You are in your house. This the place you are. Yet you feel evil thoughts trying to penetrate your mind. Just
strike
all thoughts of Satan, break them. Because I'm not here to speak details of those. Spoken of prayer of warfare. When I will speak of those which are within the heart,
you
learn to strike and box Satan. Every corner he passes. When he passes
his
words, you bring out scriptures. And you pierce him scriptures, you will feel them. You finish Timothy.
Second
Timothy chapter 4 verse
8. Mukama waffe gyali mpeera ku lunaku luli asala emisango egy'ensonga. So si nze nzekka naye era ne bonna abaagala okulabika. Abagala okulabika kwe.
All who are waiting for that, we enter the army like that. We wait for the crown of life.
So tusobola yingire jeri ya mukama.
We can enter the army of God.
Era tugamba.
And he tells us that the fighter of God, God's soldier never involved in the affairs of this world. Let's hear. Second Timothy chapter 2 verses 4.
Siwali mulwanyi bwatabala eyeyingiza mu mitawana egy'obulamu buno aliokasimibwe eyamuwandiika okuba omulwanyi.
Who okuwandisibwa
we are registered
mu maje ga katonda
in the army of God.
Omulwanyi omutuufu ebintu byensena abivaamu.
A good warrior sees gifts upon the things of the world.
Naye oli musumba okyegomba buli ekiri ku nsi.
You are a pastor still lasting over everything
oli muweereza wa katonda.
You are a servant of God.
Weegomba buli motokeze ku mulembe.
You desire every car which is modeled on
buli nyumba gweruza yeiyo.
House you think it is
bulungi.
Yours the best house.
Abakazi obwenzi bikolo ebikolobera ebyo
all immorality within you
kale toyinza kuba iwa destiny wa dengoro
can't even strike even Satan a knock on the head
sukara zabanno
first wonders
go mwenzo okubani
you an immoral person you beat who
ndivyo ira kati ise Satan yakugamba chimundawa ira feba
Satan is we are the same
nani wo songa moruga
would you point a finger in
Atenze mukamao
and I am your master
kuranga nzichitawe wababi bonna
I am the father of all the wicked people
toda mungu nchongana
don't appoint me again
chovuraba emizimu jibera mukanisa olobwezo buliyo
Jesus demons are in churches because of the immorality in there
ebikorobere mpise ze zitabagwanisha kuba mujiri aka
don't evil manners don't worthy be in the army of God
ebyo natubiye wale
let's avoid them
tubera abakozi awamone
kadoni when we co-workers with God
tukira damsali olutalo
preaching prayer warfare
babu atulazirilo
as he shown us today
tukira ku point endala
shall come back move to the other point
bwetu sinzira mu office yo moyo
mudu ku based in the office of the Holy Spirit to enter the prayer of warfare
ingresare yolutaru
to enter prayer of warfare
le point edala nyinji
and the many other points. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.